ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुरूपराय ते वंशकल्पतरुगस्य कृपासिन्धुगये च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः प्रीतिरिते गतकृता धर्मनामे चले भगवत कहे सवा परिपूर्ण चले सत्यदानमती चतुर्वर्गजिदार नित्य प्रेम गति अमित्वा मीमांस भ्रमे बीज जल बुद्धि निर्विशेष ब्रह्म ज्ञाने नाहि चित्त शुद्धि विचित्रता हि न हरे निर्विशेषः कस्य मातुल्यस्येह अप्रकृतनाय खण्डज्ञाने हे अधर्मा अचि सुनिश्चाय प्रकृत होइले कभू अप्रकृत नाय जरे द्वैत ज्ञान हे अचिते उपदे कृष्ण भक्ति चिरदिनाय युपाये जीव प्रभु जननाय हरि कबुनाय हरि सह जीव चिन्त्या वेद वेदमाय देह कबो जीवनाय धर भोग्यनाय दास भोग्य जीव कृष्ण प्रभु भोक्त है जय वजन में नहीं अचे देह धर्म खता नहीं अचे जीव ज्ञाने मायावाद कथा जीव नित्य धर्म भक्ति तहि जगनाय शुद्ध जीव प्रेम सेवा पाले पायताय जय वदान पते से शुद्ध भक्ति हाय जय वधर्म न फरिये काबू बाकी नाय रूपानुगाय अभिमान पति दृढ़ हाय जय वधर्म विमुख के धर्महीन काय जब तो जीवन जे पले जैव धर्म भक्ति मान से जाने वृत ज्ञान कर्मा कृष्ण राम सेवा सेवा सुखे मग्न रहे सदा कृष्ण पार श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासवी गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
फल श्रुति द फ्रूट्स ऑफ हियरिंग जैवधर्मा एज इंडिकेटेड इन श्रीमद् भागवतम 112, all the philosophies on earth that are celebrated as Dharma are utterly deceptive. One should completely abandon such deceptive Dharmas and absorb his mind in true Dharma. In other words, one should give up the fourfold goals of material life, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, and aspire solely for the ultimate destination of Nitya Prem. Those who are deluded identify themselves with matter. That is their error. However, one cannot be purified of such delusion by endeavors for Nirvishesh Brahmagyan. The Mayavadi thinks Sri Krishna to be subject to the limitations of time, such as birth and death, and considers that he is not transcendental. Thus he rejects Sri Bhagavan's Vichitrata, astonishing characteristics, paraphernalia, qualities and lila. Through this vicious attempt, he is left with the philosophy of Nirvishesh Brahma. Such base and contemptible jnana, which arises out of an attempt to dismember the divine form of Bhagavan, is only fit to be rejected. It is prakrita, materialistic, and should never be given credence as aprakrit dharma. Such knowledge that is solely related to the duality of this dull material world is fit to be rejected, whereas transcendental knowledge of the divine duality within the spiritual world, Chit Jagat, should be accepted forever within one's heart, both as the upaya, means of attainment, and the upaye, the goal worthy of attainment. The jiva is not a product of dull matter, nor is he Kevaladvaita, absolutely one in all ways with Sri Hari. The jiva is inconceivably different and non-different from Hari. The material body should never be considered to be the jiva, and this earth is not for the jiva to exploit and enjoy. The jiva's swarup is Krishna Das, and thus he is meant for Krishna's enjoyment, whereas Sri Krishna's swarup is Prabhu, Master, and Bhakta, Enjoyer. This book, entitled Jiva Dharma, neither discusses matters related to the dead material body, nor does it propound the Mayavad doctrine of the jiva's oneness with Brahman. The jiva's nitya dharma is bhakti devoid of material motivation. The jiva, purified by seva, attains the fruit of that seva in the form of prema. One who reads jiva dharma with faithful deliberation will surely attain shuddha bhakti. But one who does not read Jiva Dharma can never attain bhakti. Faithfully reading Jiva Dharma will surely strengthen one's abhiman as a Rupanuga, follower of Sri Rupa Goswami. One who is averse to reading Jiva Dharma is certainly devoid of religious principles. One who faithfully reads Jiva Dharma throughout his entire life will be endowed with bhakti and will surely realize the futility of jnana and karma. Such a man, being fully devoted to Sri Sri Radha Krishna Yugala Kishore and having attained their Amala Prem Seva, remains forever merged in the bliss of such immaculate loving service. Before commencing this most auspicious narration of Jiva Dharma by Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I would like to offer millions of heartfelt Dandavat Pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajakacharya Asto Tarasata Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, who has inspired this most excellent work of unparalleled benefit for the suffering jivas to be spread throughout the entire world. Also, I offer millions of Dandavat pranams to the lotus feet of our most beloved Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Ashto Tarasata Shishimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, that powerful Jagat Guru who has mercifully fulfilled the prediction and desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that all people of the world would come together under the one banner of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and take up the process of chanting Sri Harinam. Furthermore, I offer millions of Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of my Param Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Ashto Tarasata Shishimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, under whose guidance and enthusiasm Jiva Dharma was first translated into Hindi, which otherwise would have remained bound in the Bengali language forever, thereby depriving the rest of the world of such a profound treasure. Moreover, I offer millions of Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of Jagat Guru, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Ashtatarashata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada, who carried the torchlight of Prem Bhakti that his glorious father ignited deep into the 20th century, thus establishing a solid foundation of pure Vaishnavism throughout the world. Finally, I most gratefully offer millions of heartfelt Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of Jiva Dharma's original author, Srila Sachidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who is the eternal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the modern era, who through his writing of many sacred texts expounded the glories of Shuddha Bhakti that reinitiated the flow of pure devotion to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, thus inundating the entire world in a flood of Krishna prema. I would also like to offer my humble obeisances to all the devotees and friends of the devotees who will listen to this narration and be nourished by this divine work. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.